The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 418. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Now, in every episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I mention celebrating Celtic culture through music. And it's easy to miss the nuance of this mission statement. This podcast is not just about traditional music of Ireland or Scotland. It's about all of those underserved aspects of Celtic music and its many forms from around the globe. It's about the fusion, the change, and the growth of the musical traditions of the Celts. So I found it disappointing to hear someone attack my guest host, Susan J.E. Rita, last week for promoting the Women of Celtic Music and Fair Play, an organization dedicated to giving Celtic women in music a voice. It's both disappointing and disgusting. Women are underrepresented throughout the music business, including Celtic music. And if you spent any time studying the music business since it began, like I have, you would know this to be true. Sadly, some folks feel threatened by those who are marginalized and gain a fair footing. It happened to the Irish when they first came to America. If you have studied the history of the Celts, you will note the Celts too were marginalized. And when you belittle one marginalized group, you disgrace all of our Celtic culture. You disgrace the history and suffering the Celts endured and overcame. So let me be clear, the women of Celtic music deserve our support. If you disagree, that's your choice, but I will continue to fight for these amazing women and promote fair play and any organization that stands up against small-minded people who refuse to change with history. So whether you're a new listener or long time, if that's you, I wish you a fond farewell. This podcast is not for you. All right, had to get that off my chest. a little bit infuriated by a recent comment. But we are here to celebrate Celtic culture through music, and I hope the rest of you who are still listening will stick around and enjoy some great music. We kicked off the show with the Gatehouse Well with Tree Gap Set from their album Bring You Ashore. It's brand new. Go check it out. I'm loving this band. And next up is Alistair Fraser and Tony McManus from their album Return to Kintale. This is Rosalind Castle and Miss Gordon of Gait.
prepare you sweet flowers for winter advances, and drink well the sunlight that touches your form. Draw strength from the earth and repay her with beauty, for the dark days are coming and they'll do your harm. When the chill eastern winds replace summer breezes and the long summer days are remembered no more, then you cosmetics in chief, cosmetics in chief. Kiere niederich gewie, nach ich schiff kennest in troir. Gelehrt schiene, go kreu krein.
After Frazier and McManus was Teton Sky from their self-titled album. The track was called The Chill Eastern Wind. Then Mock Prideery from their album Mock 4. That was Welsh Bagpipe Medley. And finally, Farsan from their self-titled album. That was Oran an Run. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Send it to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I got a really special email a couple weeks back. It's from Allison Walker's Elders. She emailed from DC. Hi, Mark. I've been meaning to write this email for weeks. During your episode number 405, Fight Like a Celtic Woman, I was so moved by Heather Dale's song, One of Us, that I had to stop in the middle of my hour-long run and have a good cry. The song reminded me of every woman I've ever looked up to in my life, personally or academically or in my career. I don't know if it was intentional on Heather Dale's part, but I was strongly reminded of the 2016 American election. While I didn't always agree with Secretary Clinton, she would have made a great president, and I was proud that she was one of us. Remembering that feeling of pride combined with the devastation of her loss while listening to One of Us brought me right back to that moment in the early hours of November 9th, 2016. Thank you for everything you do to raise up the voices of underrepresented Celtic musicians and songwriters. I especially appreciated Lady Susan's episode last week and can't wait to listen to other episodes of her show. If I were to request anything from your show, maybe it would be longer episode for workouts. I'll be running a marathon later this summer and plan on listening to your show while I run it in the beautiful mountains of Washington State. Thank you so much, Allison, for your touching response, and I'm so happy the song moved you. It's become a favorite of my daughter, Kenzie, too, and I'm quite proud of that. I absolutely love the song, and you're right. There are, as I said earlier, many underrepresented voices in the Celtic community, especially from the Celtic women. And I know a quarterly episode is a very small contribution, but I'm proud I can add it into the world. And while I originally planned it just for 2019, I called this the year of the Celtic woman, I've since changed my mind and decided to extend it into the future. It's going to continue every quarter. At least I'll have something from the ladies. So as for the longer workout episodes, that's a really cool idea. I had this idea of a marathon episode, but that would be really difficult, very difficult. You know, an 8-hour marathon episode would just go a long time. But maybe a 2-hour one, and maybe we can add it as a Patreon milestone in the future. That'd be a lot of fun. So thank you so much, Allison. I really appreciate you writing me and letting me know your thoughts about the podcast and how it's inspired you. Next up is the Glory Reel from their self-titled album. This is The Flood of the Home. Thank you.
angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Lean your head. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow.
two bonny lasses, and they were dressed in wool, and they went out some rushes for to pull. And one of them caught a wee thing before she did return, and she bundled it and put it in her apron.
Oh, the first man that she met was her father on the stair.
Daughter, dear daughter, what have you got there?
He gave to you the tallest shirt to wear the starched gown,
and you bundled it and put it in your apron.
Oh, was it to the baker, or was it to the clown,
or was it to the bonny boy that sails the world around?
To you the Thomas shirt, oh, wear the starched gown,
and you bundled it and put it in your apron.
It wasn't to the baker, it wasn't to the clown,
it was to the bonny boy that sails the world around. And they were dressed in wool, and they went out some rushes for to pull. And one of them caught a wee thing before she did return, and she bundled it and put it in her apron. She bundled it and put it in her apron. She bundled it and put it in her apron.
Thank you.
After the Glory Reel came Kevin Kennedy and Samantha Kennedy from When I Was 1 and 20. That was the Connemara Cradle song. Then Atlas by Atlas from Atlas. Of course, the last two are A-T-L-Y-S. And what's really cool is I found out on my Celtic Invasion that this band, which they're doing a little bit more of a world music, more than just traditional Celtic, but they have been listening to this podcast for, you know, a decade or so. So it's really awesome to hear. Always nice to support those who listen to the podcast too. Then came Fintan with Temeshir from Excursion, and finally Bridget's Cross from their album Half Two. That was John Ryan's Polka and Blarney Pilgrim. Celtic music news. Now, every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And next week, I'm going to do a Celtic Invasion Vacations music special. Basically, I'm going to be playing music from all the artists who have entertained us over the years. This is my 10th year doing the Celtic Invasion Vacation, so wow. Lots of great music to share with you next week. And of course, in 2020, we're doing a Celtic Invasion of the Veneto. And as I've mentioned earlier on, the show is about Celts around the world. And little did I know, and little did many of my Celtic invaders know when we started our trips, that the Veneti is a Celtic tribe, and they eventually settled in Brittany, and Veneto is the region in Italy. Apparently, the Celts came down to Italy on their way invading through Europe. So, fascinating little piece of history. Again, study your history. I want to send a big thanks to all of the generous patrons of the podcast. There are so many wonderful people who support this show. It exists because of your kind patronage. You can make a pledge of a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. And you can also get episodes before regular listeners. Become a patron over at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And I want to send out a big thanks to our newest patrons, Brian M., Jennifer, Robin, Joyce, Rebecca H., Bass Pipes, and Murray F. Thank you so much for supporting independent Celtic music. All right, next up we have Bernadette Morris with By the Water's Edge from her album Where the Heart Is.
I was born by the river at the foot of the barn. At the edge of the water, he first took my hand. My mother, she warned me it wouldn't go our way, for there's a bitter tide between us and the river still. Hold sweet. He whispered soft forevers in summer's fading light. He swore we'd be together, that we were worth the fight. The joy that I remember, like it was dreams of life were spurned. Tradition had its day, and the river still holds sway. Done nothing wrong, let our hearts belong, laid our love to rest by the water's edge.
Down to my local pub, and lo, what did I see? Floorboards shaking, rafters quaking, kegs of beer blowing free. I settle into my bar, still singing with the band on stage. I'm feeling frisky, flights of whiskey, we're letting loose, I'd wage.
And as we shift for this here town is reaching evening time, down at the finest local pub in a city so divine. So raise your glasses in the air, singing Sweet Caroline. Down at the finest local pub in this dirty town of mine.
The crowd claps to the offbeat and tries to stay in tune. Ears softly bleeding, PA back feeding, howling at the moon. A crowd walks past the window, I knows them all by name. A frown disarms with friendly charm, they'll surely join the fray.
And as they shift for this here town is reaching evening time, down at the finest local pub in a city so divine. So raise your glasses in the air, singing sociable this time, down at the finest local pub in this dirty town of mine.
On a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or any given day of the week, we'll draw a pint, don't you think we might? Now don't you dare be meek. I'll jump up and then down again with nary a wee drop spilt. I'm feeling young at the top of me lungs, yelling right out your kilt.
And as we shoot for this here town is reaching evening time, down at the finest local pub in a city so divine. So raise your glasses in the air, singing all that time, down at the finest local pub in this dirty town of mine.
I stroll down to my local pub and I'll fiddle with the band on stage. Floorboards shaking, rafters quaking, going all night I wage.
And as we shift for this here town is reaching morning time, down at the finest local pub in a city so divine. So raise your glasses in the air, singing Sweet Caroline, down at the finest local pub in this dirty town of mine. And as we shift for this here town is reaching morning time, down at the finest local pub in a city so divine. So raise your glasses in the air, singing sociable this time, down at the finest local pub in this dirty town of mine, down at the finest.
this local pub in this dirty town of mine.
I've been away too long. My heart is pounding by the thought of seeing you all again. Strong we shall remain. It'll always be the same. We've had many ups and downs, but we got through. We're dying on bended knees. I need your touch, bring me nearer to you. Feeling solitude brings on so many moods. I've had time to think about what's right for me. We're dying on bended knees, holding on to our beliefs. I believe he rose. Roll away the stone, let the truth be known. We're dying on bended knees, holding on to our beliefs. We're on fire, we're unbroken. Please set us free.
Just a little bit high, taking my time. Oh, never mind, I just had a few. Tell them or do, tell them or do, tell them or do, tell them or do, tell them or do. Thank you. nothing new, just playing some tunes and dancing with you in that way that we do. Just you and me, just me and you. Tell them or do, 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 tell them or do.
After Bernadette Morris was the Celtic Kitchen Party from their album Sociable, that was the finest local pub, then Brendan Monaghan with Unbroken from his same titled album, and finally St. James Gate with Tullamore Dew from Happy Life. I love Tullamore Dew. Did you see that? I mentioned the video that they did a while back. I'll see if I can find it and put it in the show notes again if you missed that, but I loved it. Hey, if you enjoyed this week's show, please share it with one friend or 10 friends. Just help spread the Celtic music joy, because the podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy their albums, shirts, songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, drop them an email, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I'll send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you again for being a Celt of kindness. And don't forget to also vote in the Celtic Top 20. It helps me create the best music of the year. So get those votes in. I know I haven't been talking about it enough because I've had lots of guests this summer, but now's the time to go back and start voting. I know I'm behind on picking out my favorites in each episode, so I'll get to it too. Don't you worry. All right, we're going to finish up the show with Molly's Revenge with Moira Smiley. This is from their album, The Western Shore, and it is the title track, The Western Shore. Thank you so much for listening. You are wonderful. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.